Hi, Annabelle here, and welcome to episode 46 of the Let's Talk Thyroid podcast. If you've been listening for a little while, you'll know that part of the purpose of the podcast is to spread thyroid health awareness, because just so many people are suffering with thyroid conditions and either they don't know it or they don't know that there's so many things that they can do to feel better. Well, today on the show, I'm chatting with Hayley about her thyroid story, and you're going to love it. She is passionate about thyroid health awareness as well. In fact, that was part of what connected us when I met Hayley, coincidentally, if you believe in coincidences, or fortuitously, at the doTERRA Global Convention in Salt Lake City back in September 2019. It was just after I'd started the Let's Talk Thyroid community, and certainly probably about 12 months, almost 12 months before the podcast started. We just got chatting when I was buying something at the convention. Hayley works for doTERRA in their customer service department. She heard my accent. We just got chatting. Somehow thyroid health came up, and we've connected and become friends from there. So I'm really excited to share Hayley's story today. You're just going to love her. She brings an energy and a warmth and enthusiasm. We have lots of laughs but we cover some really important topics, like, you know, she works shift works to fit in with our Australian New Zealand hours from America. So we talk about how she manages shift work with her thyroid health. We talk about the importance of education and self-empowerment, I guess, you know, self-education, trusting yourself, listening to your body. I think you're just going to love Hayley and her story. So enjoy. Welcome to Let's Talk Thyroid, where we explore different aspects of living a healthy thyroid lifestyle, positively and practically, to help you thrive and not just survive. Join me, Annabelle Bateman, your host, and let's talk thyroid. welcome, Hayley, to the Let's Talk Thyroid podcast. It's taken us a little while to get here, but I'm really excited to have you share your story on the podcast today.
I'm excited. Thank you for being patient with me.
It's totally fine. So we met almost 2 years ago in Salt Lake City. It's almost coming up 2 years ago. So, and I don't know if you remember, but you gave me this little pin.
I do. Yeah. I wondered if you still had that.
Yeah. So this pin, for those of that you are listening, well, do you want to tell people what it is, Hayley?
That is a thyroid awareness ribbon. And I'm not sure about Australia. In the US, it represents like just you're an advocate. You help people to understand more of a thyroid and how it functions and things like that. A lot of people do not know how it functions. They don't.
they really don't.
And so at that, if people see the pin or whatever, the pin, and I used to have one on my car too, a decal, but I got a new car. But yeah, they'll ask questions. And so it really is like an opening to helping people.
Yeah. So you've obviously been passionate about thyroid awareness for quite some time.
I have.
To the fact that you've got pins. And I mean, I think I'm passionate about it. I didn't know pins like existed.
Yeah.
I think that is a bit more of an American thing than an Australian thing, the whole pin thing. But I've kept it, and it's actually on my vision board. You can't see that, but it's on my vision board because when we got chatting at the doTERRA Global Convention randomly, but I don't know that things happen completely by random.
I don't either. Yeah.
So I don't even know how it came up, but then you gave me this pin. And I think at that point in time, I just started my Let's Talk Thyroid Facebook group, like just before we came away, like maybe in the June. And I was trying to, you know, just work out how do I spread awareness about thyroid health? I knew I had wanted to have some sort of online group that was positive and practical, and I think actually getting you giving me this pin and the bit of conversation that we had then was confirmed, I think, for me that I was on the right track. And
that makes me feel so good.
Yeah, it was really meaningful to me. So
me too. It was definitely something that was meant to happen. I don't remember how we started the conversation either. I just remember helping you. And and you mentioning that I had actually helped you through chats at work.
Yeah, maybe that was it. That probably was it because, okay, well, before I tell everyone what you do, why don't you just give us a little bit of who's Hayley? I mean, maybe a little bit more about how we met, that context, and then we're going to dive into hearing a bit about your thyroid story.
Okay. Well, we met obviously at the doTERRA Global Convention, which I was working at because I work for doTERRA. So I'm not a wellness advocate or anything like that. So that is how I met you, and I loved it. I love the convention for those reasons, for connecting with people, and just the fact that we put it together. That because as soon as I heard your accent, I remember hearing your accent and then going, I think I know exactly where you're from. And you were like, yeah, that's exactly where I'm from. So I think that's what started the conversation. And then yeah, I told you I worked in the Australia New Zealand department, and then you said I just chatted in, and then I said I'm a chatter. What you know? And then yeah, my tag was backwards, and then I said my name's Hayley, and you were like, I just chatted with you,
and so, I only just chatted with you again last week.
Yeah.
So for those of you that are don't know what we're talking about, if you're a doTERRA customer and you have any questions for customer service, you get on online chat and you might be lucky enough to get Hayley on the other end to answer your customer service inquiries. And if you don't get Hayley, everyone else is fabulous as well. But it's funny. So we met then 2 years later. Not that I contact customer service all that often, but every time I've been like, am I going to get Hayley? Am I going to get Hayley? And then last week I did. I'm like, yes.
I was so excited. I was like,
So it was nice. Excited. It was nice that that was really fun. Yeah, so you work in customer service. You're based in, are you near Salt Lake City, near headquarters?
I'm in Lehigh. It's about 10 minutes from doTERRA.
Oh, right.
Pleasant Grove. So not too far. And I work from home now. I've been working, probably almost 2 years I've been working at home.
We might go back to the beginning of your story in a little bit. Well, but while we're in that, work kind of context. Mm-hmm. So you work in the Australian New Zealand customer service team. You're obviously on the opposite side of the world to us. I know you work, you don't work 9 to 5.
So I do not.
So you work shift work basically and late into the night or overnight or what, is that right?
I work 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. So, yeah. And I believe, I couldn't tell you what time that is.
No, that's okay. But for you, that's, it's into
that's hard.
Hard. And so so you've got Hashimoto's, that's right.
I don't have Hashimoto's. I was borderline that, and I changed the way I ate. I cut out like fried foods, soy. No, I don't do soy. As much as I can. I am terrible. And sometimes I'll have sushi with the seaweed and all. And that is, I know one of your questions, this leads to that. That is one of my triggers. When I eat that, my thyroid, my neck, gets like swollen. And then my throat swells a little bit gets scratchy. Like I feel like, I got a sore throat coming on.
Huh. So and what do you think that is?
From things that I've read, I just think that's my body telling me, you don't need this.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it's going to do this, So listen, I'm definitely one of those, listen to your body. Listen to it, because if it's telling you something, if it's reacting like that, you shouldn't eat it. And I do believe everything in moderation. So it's not very often that I do have stuff like that. But yeah, I can tell when my thyroid is off from that. That's how I know.
Hmm.
So, that and exhaustion and my hair starts falling out a little more. Stuff like that. Yeah. Those three things are the main things that I know I need to get my thyroid checked.
Okay.
My level.
So you don't have Hashimoto's, but you are hypothyroid, rather than hyper. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah. I used to be hyper. Yeah. Okay, and so then I went,
Okay.
Now I'm completely hypo.
Okay. So the reason I was clarifying that was going into the lack of sleep and the, you know, what the shift work does to your body. So how do you manage working those sort of hours and managing your thyroid health?
Well, luckily I'm almost an empty nester. I only have one kid at home now, and he's actually 21. And so
well done.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's basically not here. We hardly see him. So pretty much an empty nester. My daughter just turned 18 in June and she moved out.
Okay.
So that makes a huge difference. Plus my kids were older. I could sleep in, they could get themselves off to school. I could, you know, I could get that done after I calmed my mind down after 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that I have to calm my mind down and then I fall asleep. So
how do you
really
do that? That's a really, because that, I think if I was working to 2 a.m., that would be the hardest part for me. So how do you calm your mind down to sleep?
I don't think my mind is ever calm. That's one thing I've always struggled with. It's always busy. I should have done this. I should do this. Why didn't I, you know, normal things that women, I'm sure men worry too, but women worry a lot more. In that sense. So I found that if I turn my TV on or just have something like that on and I turn it down real low, I listen to that and it quiets my mind and I can go to sleep.
So it's a bit
why.
Like
sort of
noisy.
Yeah. I've tried music I just get into, so that don't work.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I love this song. So then, you know, I just
Yeah. So that just having that low level noise in the background helps. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I mean, I found when I've tried to, I'm not a real music person, but if I've listened to meditations at night, like sleep meditations, just the tuning into that keeps me awake.
So
that doesn't help me. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I know for some people it works really well, but for me, I'm like, okay, I've got to squeeze the left foot and my mind's too busy focusing on the process of relaxing my mind that it stimulates it and it's weird. But
Yeah, that's exactly how I was. And it's probably been a year that I figured that out. That, you know, turning the TV on, setting the sleep timer so it shuts off, you know, in 30 minutes, in like an hour, probably an hour. I've always, well, of course, with thyroid, you know, insomnia. So I've always had insomnia. Mm-hmm. So I usually set it for 2 hours. And then, you know, the noise, I think, helps me stay asleep. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You're not just hearing it go off just as you're falling asleep. And
right. And then it shuts off. And then, yes, exactly. So it keeps going.
So that's been a really helpful. Yeah,
it has. It's kind of strange, but I just figured it out not too long ago. So maybe someone else needs that too.
Well, the reality is that there will be people listening that are shift workers of all different kinds, you know, nurses as well that might work overnight, night shifts and switching between day shifts, night shifts, all of that. And you're able to sleep in the morning because your kids are left home or older. So you're not dealing with little kids waking up early.
So that makes a huge difference for me because let's see, I've probably, my son who's 21, after I had him, I went into a depression. We had moved out into the middle of like a really rural area. And so I moved away from everyone. And I mean, even from meeting me at the global convention, I'm a social person. So I will, you know, I will visit with you. I will talk, you know, I will have the conversation with you. I'm not just a walk by someone. I'm like a, hey, and then have a conversation. So being out there really was hard. And so after I had my son, I think that's when my thyroid started to really, I started to notice.
Okay.
And then when I was pregnant with my 18-year-old daughter, my mom passed away and I was about 6 months pregnant.
That was
really hard and trying to stay tough and trying, you know, so.
Well, and dealing with a 3-year-old and
I have 4. So.
Oh yeah. So how old are your other, how old are they?
The 20. Older ones? You would ask me that.
This is brain fog in action. Okay. They're older than 21. Yeah. That's all I need to know.
Yeah. 20. I think my daughter's 26. She's going to kill me if she hears this. And I got her birthday. My oldest son.
Don't dig yourself into a hole. It's all right. You were obviously started having babies when you were very young. Cause look how gorgeous and young 20. You are. Yeah, that's
oh,
ready. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
thank you. I don't feel that way, but yes, thank you.
Well, you do look very young to have children in their 20s. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yes. So So you were dealing with 3 small children, 6 months pregnant. Your mum passes away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got to be enough trauma to trigger a thyroid issue. Yep.
That's what I was just going to say. Trauma, and stress can cause your thyroid to go out of whack. So I believe that's what happened. It just took me probably 4 or 5 years to really realize and go, okay, I need to have this checked out. And then the doctor, it only tested TSH.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know better then. And so for 2 or 3 years, I just tried and tried to get on top of it, but I was still, you know, the exhaustion from thyroid is completely different from any kind of exhaustion. So I had the exhaustion, young kids, hair falling out, gaining weight, depression, all of that stuff. And finally went to the doctor. Of course, he put me on antidepressant. And at first,
were you on thyroid standard thyroid medication at that point too?
He prescribed, I think he gave me level thyroxine then.
Yeah.
Okay. And at that point, I didn't know much. And so I didn't until, I can't even remember. I think I was on social media and I saw Gina Lee Nolan.
Okay. Oh, yes. I know who that is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I saw her Facebook. She's got it's called Thyroid Sexy.
That's a cool name.
Isn't that fun? I thought that was the funnest name. But so I started reading stuff that she wrote and she helped, you know, she wrote a book and Beautiful Inside and Out. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to read the book. And so, and then, you know, Stop the Thyroid Madness was another, you know, and I read them and then I learned and I educated myself. And I really feel like, and I know you'll ask the 3 things, you know, that I wish I could have done then. That is one, educate myself, listen more to my body and educate myself. Because I went back into the doctor and was like, okay, I need this test. And luckily my doctor, I've been going there a long time and he's like, okay. So we tested him. And then I pretty much told him, I'm like, you know what, can you read this book? Because he was still in the mode of you just test the TSH.
And so this is about 15 years ago.
About, probably 15, 14 years ago.
And then.
And so then I started reading and educating myself and stuff. Yeah. And then I just told him, you know, this is where I want my levels optimal. I don't want them normal. I want them optimal. And, you know, and so that's where we go from.
So you were good at advocating for yourself.
I am.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like it. Cause a lot of people get a bit intimidated when they go to a doctor and then you can feel like, oh, maybe I don't know. I don't know, like, you know, and if the doc depends on the doctor, of course. It sounds like you had a doctor that was open to learning, and your doctor read the book.
I'm guessing he did, because after that he was like, yep, we really do want you to be optimal. And he went a little further and he did say to me, he said, you know, in medical school, they only teach the TSH. That's what they teach us to go by. And those of us who have had thyroid issues for a long time know that's just what's being released into your body. That's just your T4. It's just being released. and your brain, that's what your brain's telling it to release. And then it has to convert. So my issue, I was going to tell you, my thyroid issue myself is I don't convert into T3.
Okay. So, and how do you know that? That'd be my questions.
I educated myself.
Okay.
And then I actually went and tried like a thyroid institute place here, and they taught me a lot of stuff too. They went into a lot of things, but they also did a lot of things that were not, they should not have done. Like my hormones that they put me on, you know, for insomnia, they told me, well, take 1200 milligrams of progesterone. Well, that pretty much put me in a coma.
Oh.
I took it because I couldn't sleep. So I lay on the couch with my daughter. To watch a movie and just like I can fall asleep and, you know, and next thing I know, I'm waking up in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so I completely wiped you out.
Yes. Completely wiped me out. And then the hospital said one of the nurses said I used to work in like a mental facility that helped people. And they used to give them high doses of progesterone to, if they were having their fits. So if they were in a psychological fit, they would give them progesterone to like calm them down and kind of knock them out. And I'm like, well, that would have been nice to know. But yeah, so there's a lot to my story. That's why I said earlier, you know, before we started, it's so long. There's so much stuff. But that, yeah, after that, then I was like, okay, I really have to take care of myself and watch out for me and not depend so much on the doctor and or whoever it is, the, I don't know what the naturopath
or whatever. Or any health practitioner of any kind. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really think that's key. Just educate yourself, know what your body is doing. And they are the ones actually who gave me all of, like they did, they took like 12 vials of blood and did, they tested everything and found that I don't convert. So if I keep taking my T4, my T3 was awful. And so as you know, that runs your metabolism. That runs your every cell in your body and every organ.
Yeah. So. You have to have T3.
You have to have
optimal T3 levels. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that is your usable thyroid hormone.
Which is why if you're listening and all you've had tested is your TSH, you won't know because you're not having your T3 levels tested. You really need to have your T3 levels tested.
Yes.
Because otherwise you don't know how much active hormone you've got in your body. And it's that active hormone, the T3, that, as you say, runs everything. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. And if you have too much T4, then, that's awful. It's not converting.
Yeah. Well, then you're revving up, right?
Yeah. So then you're, but in a bad way because all the T4 is, it's just building up. And then you are just going through a thyroid storm, basically, you know. So
did you go on to T3 medication? How did you manage once you knew that? What was your strategy?
I'm actually on a pretty high dose of lyothyronine. So I take 50, I take 225, I take 50 a day. So that's pretty high.
Is that a slow release T3 or is that one you've got to take multiple times a day? How does that work?
I kind of leave it up to me because if I feel like I'm dragging and I may need it later in the day, then I save one for later. But then I always come across the issue of you should take it on an empty stomach within, you know what I mean? So then I have all that I have to worry about. So I usually just end up taking them in the morning.
Yeah. It gets complicated, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
It does. It really does.
And then if you add in some supplements into the mix, it's like different things at different times and empty stomach, full stomach. Sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh, if I can't just take it all in the morning or when I go to bed, it's unlikely to happen. Yeah.
Yep. Yes,
or
exactly.
Not consistently. Because otherwise, I mean, I've taken different things where it's like, you've got to take it half an hour before you eat or in the afternoon, and I'm like snacking and I meant to.
Yep.
It's all exactly. We've got a real life too, don't we? Yeah. Have to deal with real life. So yeah. You take T3, and is that's obviously helped. That's what mm-hmm. keeps you going, because you're not relying on your body to convert.
Right. And I do take T4 too. I take Synthroid. I take name brand.
Yeah.
That's a must. That's one thing I tell everyone. Get name brand. Do not do generic, because it has so many fillers and binders in it. I don't know about there. Here.
Yeah, so that's in the States. Really mixed.
Yeah.
I've read so many mixed things, say within Australia around that. And people that I still don't really know. Like, I take the T4 medication in Australia. It's Oroxyne. There is that's the brand name one. There is the generic one. I've tried both. I haven't noticed a significant difference, but I know I see in some forums people say it makes a really significant difference. Some say it actually all comes out of the same factory, same fill. So I don't know. It obviously might be different in the States. So
it is. I mean, even the pharmacists told me, you know, that it's like, it can be 60 to 70% of fillers and binders. And then what are the fillers and binders?
Well, I know the one that I take, one of the ingredients is lactose. And I'm like, what? Like, how is that?
Really?
Yeah, there's lactose in. And I mean, I don't think I'm sensitive enough to lactose that it's a problem. But I think if you were I don't eat dairy, but yeah, I don't know. So there are this constant debates. And for me, I've tried T3 medication. I've tried a few different styles of thyroid medication over the years
me too.
Yeah. And I think for me, in the end, the T3 didn't work well enough to justify it was vastly more expensive. And so if I was feeling amazing, then it was, you know, worth, but it wasn't sort of good enough to justify it. So I've spent a lot of time working on gut health and liver health and all those places where your T4 is converted into T3.
Yes.
So that's sort of been my, sometimes you're picking the best of bad options, aren't you? they're not always good options. So.
It's true. And I have been on the natural desiccated thyroid medication before. And I was on that, and that's when they started doing more tests and stuff, because it wasn't helping. And they tried to add T3 to it, and it did not agree with me. That just wasn't for me. It could be for someone else, but it just wasn't for me. So that's when they were really like, you know what, your body does not convert this. They did like a reverse T3 and everything, you know, to test how my liver is, you know, what my liver's doing. Yep. And so that's when they, you know, really figured out, you know, you can't take this. You're going to have to take both things, because your T3 is going to have to be really adjusted all the time.
So I think that's a good message for people to know. I mean, you've been dealing with this for
15, 20, somewhere. Yeah, I'm 49.
And I mean, that would be similar for me. I think it's about 25 years. It takes time to figure out what works best. And sometimes things will work at one stage of life that maybe they weren't at another. And this is all part of the thyroid journey, isn't it? Working with someone who you trust, but taking that personal responsibility, being prepared to try new things and then go back to old things and back to, you know, it's not a set and forget.
Yep. You're right. That is so true. Yep. And
nice if it was. But
yeah, it would. Yeah. One size fits all would be super nice.
I'm just going to interrupt there. We will be right back. Just want to give a plug for reviewing the show. It would be really helpful, both to me and to help other people who don't yet know about the podcast, if you could head to Apple Podcasts, find Let's Talk Thyroid, the show, not the individual episode, and scroll down to the reviews, leave me a 5-star review and a comment as to what you get out of the podcast. That helps the algorithms know that it's a podcast with valuable information. It will help people who don't yet know about the podcast or are needing some help with their thyroid diet and lifestyle approach to come across a show and really get some benefit out of it. So that would be super helpful if you would do that. You can always share the episodes and show with your friends, which I know many of you do and for which I'm super, super grateful. You obviously work for doTERRA. Do you use essential oils in amongst your, I'm assuming you do use essential oils. So I'm just going to say, how do you use your essential oils on a day-to-day level? Like what sorts of ones do you gravitate to? How do you use them?
I love Elevation for some reason. Uh-huh. Elevation and Intune. If you mix those together, they give you such a great, you feel good. People, when I would do that at work, people would ask me what perfume I had on. And they were like, I just feel good around you. They just kind of, but not realizing. And I'm like, oh, I just have on Intune and Motivate.
Elevation.
And, I just put it on my wrists. And so I love that. But definitely Frankie, that is definitely a must. And I like to put that on the bottom of my feet. Uh-huh. Usually before I go to bed, but lately I've been, it's ebb and flow. You are up and down and it's hot. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with what you were doing, even though, it was helping you because you get in that little
funk.
Yeah. Sorry. That's exactly what I was going to say. The funk of it. And, so I've been kind of slacking on the what do I do every day kind of thing. Yeah. But I need to get back into it because I'm starting to feel a little better. I just had my medications adjusted about three weeks ago. And so I'm just starting to feel a little better. So I'll start getting back into that. But I love to make smoothies and use like organic Greek yogurt with honey. Than just like mangoes and stuff. And then I put like Citrus Bliss. I'll put that in there. I put any kind of that I'm in the mood for, a little lemon, something like that. I just kind of like tune in and gravitate toward the oil that I'm feeling I need.
Well, there is something to be said for that, just intuitive field and getting to know your oils to know which are the ones that if you want pepping up, which are the ones you're going to be more likely to pull for if you need calming down, which are the ones that you're going to go to. So I like, Intune's my husband's favorite. He loves that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's
good. I haven't thought about pairing that with Elevation though. Yeah. The citrus with the grounding.
Yeah. It really does. Like, I don't know why it blends so well together, but it does. It smells good. It's kind of uplifting and helps you focus, obviously. Cause I would do that. I used to do that when I went into office, I would do that, every night to help lift me up and get me into the zone. I need to start doing that again at home because it's harder to get motivated at home.
Yeah. And there's less boundaries at home, isn't there? Like I work from home as well. And so it can be easy to just have very blurry boundaries about when you're working and when you're not, or, we were talking before about the winding down your brain down. Do you use any oils as you're going off to sleep?
I do love Serenity and patchouli. I do add patchouli to Serenity. Hmm. I don't know why, but I do. I just really like it. So I do like to diffuse that at night.
And so, Hayley, one of the things that we wanted to talk about was the impact that having a thyroid condition has on your relationships.
Yes.
And I think that's something that we don't talk about enough and obviously will vary from household to household and relationship to relationship. But tell us a little bit how that's played out for you or, what you want to say about that.
Guilt, definitely. You deal with guilt because you aren't you learn to become adjusted to your thyroid and trying to help that. And you kind of become a different person. My husband described it as in, I watched you. I mean, this is drastic, but he's like, I watched you die. And I'm not the same person I was before. So he kind of, his view, he watched who he married and has known since 16 years old.
Wow.
He watched me go from this energetic, doing all this stuff and being, you know, cooked dinner every night and, you know, all that stuff, and to depressed and no motivation. You know, that's a huge thyroid thing right there. No motivation. You just are like, eh, oh, well, I just won't do it. So that motivation fact. So he described it like that. And so that makes you think, you know, I wasn't the only one going through it. My children and my husband, obviously, they went through it too. Mm. But when you're going through it, you don't recognize that stuff. And him saying that to me, it wasn't even for many, many years later, that he told me that. Mm-hmm. And it really did make me think, you know, relationships do suffer, friendships, because you're canceling plans because you don't feel good, or, you know, so you become not as dependable. Mm-hmm. And so then, of course, you have the guilt of, oh, I wanted to go. I really wanted to go. I miss this person, or, you know, things like that. And so then you start having guilt about that. And so relationships, you know, I became a different mom. I became, you know, my older two kids always say, you know, tell my younger two, well, that's a different mom than I had. You know, you don't remember when mom was this way. I hear things like that. Yeah. You know,
okay.
You don't remember when mom was like this. Mm-hmm. So relationships around you do get affected. And I think that we forget that. So I think that's important for us to remember.
And has that been something, I mean, obviously your husband was able to say, share his at least observation, you know, have you been able to have conversations about that with him as to what it was like for him?
A little bit. Those are tough. Those are tough. Because those are real tough. So a little bit, but he's not a real, he wasn't raised to have conversations and share his feelings and stuff like that. That isn't how he was raised. So that's different to try to figure it out with him. So it's something that we always have to keep working on. So, so relationships are a big thing. You know, yeah. I talked to a friend earlier who has known me since high school. And she was like, because, you know, I was like, I'm going to talk to Annabelle tonight, but I'm so nervous. You know, I was nervous. And she was like, well, just talk about this and this. So she helped me a lot to say, you know, because she's been there through this whole journey. And so.
So what did she say? What did she pull out? Like,
She just said, well, she of course said, you know what you're talking about. You're good. You know, just go ahead. But what I had mentioned earlier about moving out there, she reminded me of that. So she reminded me, she said, Haley, you know, when you moved out into the middle of nowhere, and she's the one who reminded me, you're a very social person. And so when you moved out there, that's when you started to like, I don't even know what the word is, just started to get depressed and just started to be affected because I just didn't have that social aspect.
Mm.
And it wasn't social media and it wasn't all that stuff then. And
Yeah. So you were isolated, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
With my young children. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You don't need to say anything else.
Yep. We all get that.
We're in lockdown at the moment here in Brisbane. And
I know.
I was, you know, talking to someone about, you know, my kids are teenagers. They're 13 to 18. But I said, if I had to do this 10 years ago when they were, I don't know, 8, 5, and 3, I would be a nutcase. Like, this would not be a peace and calm household. I think, and so hats off to those that are dealing with lockdown or, you know, whether that's.
I couldn't imagine.
You know, or being isolated in a, you know, like you're describing, it's a different form of lockdown, isn't it? But when you are, I don't know, I just think anyone at home with multiple small children without the ability to go out easily is that it's doing it tough. And so we do, and I think for those, for those of us with thyroid issues, and if you're in that stage, like if you're listening and you're in that stage, be kind to yourself. It's not easy.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely not easy. And
take that time for yourself. Take that break. Take that time. It's okay if you need to step away and just let them be whatever they're being and step away. Because that, you know, just step away, gather yourself, do what you need to do, because that's so important for the stress aspect of your thyroid.
Yeah. So. And if you don't use essential oils, start using them. That would be my best advice. Because I look back and I think, maybe I would have been a nicer mum if I knew about essential oils when my kids were little, you know, three little boys.
Yeah.
I didn't love those young years. I don't think that was my parenting peak. I think I probably wasn't managing my thyroid health in the same way. I certainly haven't made any dietary changes. I was more snappy and irritable probably anyway, but you combine that with stage of life. I look back and see all the gorgeous photos and I think, actually maybe it wasn't all bad, but I look back and I find that that was a hard stage. And I do wonder, well, maybe if I had some calming essential oils, I might not have yelled at them quite so much. I obviously can't put that to a test and, you know, but I think if we can manage our thyroid health well at that stage too, I don't think I was doing that as well. Like not terribly, but not as well as I would be now. So it is important. And irritability and all of that is a common symptom.
Yes. I was just going to say that. So yes, mood swings. Yeah. All of that. It is. You're correct. You know, by saying that, I was going to say the same thing. So it's so true. I couldn't imagine. My heart really does go out for everyone there. You guys are having such strict lockdowns and my heart does go out to you guys there. So just know that.
Thank you. Let's go back to those three, those three things. You know, what would be three things that you would say to a younger Hayley starting out on your thyroid journey? You know, what advice would you have for yourself?
Definitely educate yourself. Definitely seek that out. Seek out the education. Do more research. Make sure it's the correct research,
So how do you do that? How do you know that? That's a tough question.
That is a tough question.
Because there's so much more information. Like when you were reading Mary Shoman's book and, the Thyroid Sexy book. And I think I definitely read Mary Shoman's book years, a long time ago. But, when we started out on our thyroid journeys, there wasn't the internet.
That's so true.
There was no Google. There was no.
Yeah.
And so that has its good and its bad. But now
So that's difficult, to say what I tell myself then is hard because all of the education and things that I got actually did, Gina Lee Nolan, Thyroid Sexy, I actually did get that kind of resources from there. And then you brought up Mary, they have websites. And then they have references and they have things you can go get. And so that is more like when I say, do your research, go to people, they specialize in it and they have experience and have it themselves. That I think is something that is very important to find someone who has dealt with thyroid disease because people do dismiss it very easily. Oh, you can just take a pill. It's not that bad. Exercise, you'll get energy. All the stuff that you're told.
Cut your calories, exercise more.
Yeah, count your calories. Yes. So I guess it would be just that, find the education. You have to educate yourself. I'm such a strong believer in that.
Have you got any favorite people that you like to follow on social media from a thyroid health perspective?
What is the name of this one I love? Thyroid Mom? Thyroid Mommy? Oh, I can't remember. She has written a book too, and I can't remember the name of it right now. I should have written this stuff down, and I wanted to, but I forgot.
That's okay. If you think later, just send me a message, and I'll include it in the show notes.
Okay.
Because it's helpful. Yeah. I always think it's helpful to...
Yes.
Who are people learning from? I'm finding new people all the time. I've got my old favorites, but
Yeah. And I believe there's a book with the last name Thorpe. I can't remember. I'll have to look that one up too. Hmm. And that one's a good one too. But just research. I would tell myself, don't listen to your doctor. And I would definitely tell myself, listen to your body. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to your body and listen to it, and then educate yourself so that you know what's happening to your body. Then when you go seek help, you are already a step ahead and you kind of know. And like, your podcast is great because they can get something from each episode and learn. And that to me is research too. Hearing other people's experiences is very helpful.
Yeah, so, totally.
Yes, very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. So I love that aspect. So I would definitely tell myself, seek out people who have had thyroid issues so you can get their opinion, their perspective, educate yourself, do research, know your body, listen to it.
And is there anything, Hayley, that I haven't asked you that you think people might be interested to know?
No, I don't think so. You're so great at asking all the questions. I'm looking at some notes I have right here. Oh, food.
Oh, really? Yeah. We haven't talked about
food.
That. Okay.
Honestly, soy and just watching what you eat, just eating more fresh, trying not to eat out of boxes, and more natural meats, not necessarily organic, natural. That makes a difference. Mm-hmm. So to make sure that you're getting more clean food into your body.
Yeah. And so apart from avoiding soy, is there anything else you avoid in terms of foods?
My husband would be able to answer that question more because he's always like, oh, we can't go here because you can't eat it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I get that too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's more for him. It's like, he's more aware of it because, but for me, I'm like, oh, until I go to eat something, I'm like, oh, but I try to do coconut almond milk. I love that. That's my favorite, coconut almond milk. I like that. I put that in my smoothies. So I like that. So I don't know. Just,
yeah,
I'm trying to think of other things I avoid.
Do you avoid gluten? That would probably be the main thing that lots of people avoid.
I don't completely, but I don't do a lot. I don't do breaded fried foods. I don't do breaded foods. So I don't do that kind of food. And lately I've been kind of craving like having a bun on my hamburger or something, if I have something like that.
Uh-huh.
So listening to my body, obviously there might be something in that for right now that I may need, but usually I go without the bun.
Okay.
So I just kind of alter my eating like that.
Hmm. Yeah.
If so that
you're very
makes sense.
Intuitive, like you're very tuned in, and it's interesting, but I think that focus on fresh, real food, not out of boxes, not out of deep fryers, not, is that's good general health advice anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we could probably keep chatting for ages, but I know when you've had a long, complex thyroid story, it actually is hard to put it all together and to be able to talk it through. And because I've tried to do it and I was like, oh, but what about this? And I've tried that. And, you know, it's complicated. It is complicated. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that you've actually kept it simple. You know, we've been able to pull out some core parts of your journey.
Oh, good.
And I think, well, you know, like I said before we started, I'm a very firm believer that there'll be people that are listening that will really get a lot from your story in a way that your story will speak to them in ways that other people's won't.
Well,
and the more of us that share our stories, the more people, more of that going back to the beginning with thyroid awareness, the more that we share our stories and how they all can look quite different, similar but different, will help those millions of people who don't even know they have a thyroid issue and they're suffering.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Brittle nails and your eyebrows.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, your eyebrows on the outside. Yeah. I had mine tattooed a little bit, but yes, yours. Yeah. So that's another
way. Mine are better
than
they were, actually, but they're definitely, you can, and I don't put anything, well, I haven't today put anything on my eyebrows, but there's definitely taper off at the outer third edge.
they go super thin and you can lose like all that. So there are things, brittle nails. There are so many.
Well, you said hair loss before that's
hair loss.
That dry skin. Always. Do you get dry skin?
Dry skin. Oh, cold hands and feet.
Yeah.
Yes. Always cold hands and feet. Always. We're having such a heat wave this summer and my feet are freezing and my hands are cold. And my nose is cold.
Yeah.
So, So there are things that people aren't aware of. A lot of people don't know that stuff. Yeah, your nose gets cold. They don't know your hands and feet get cold like that. And it can be a sign of or brittle nails.
Yeah.
The lines going through your nails is another thing. Those ridges.
Yeah. It's so interesting. And you don't have to have all the symptoms, and so many of the things can get passed off for other things. That's where I think there's so much underdiagnosis. So
yeah,
and you pair that with young, small children, pregnancy. Oh, well, I might be losing hair anyway. Of course, I'm tired because I'm not getting good sleep. It's really easy to pass those things off as other.
Yes, just to, kind of not really justify it, but just say, yes, this is why I'm feeling this way instead of going, wait a minute, I'm more tired than I should be. I'm gaining more weight than I should be. My hair comes out in clumps, when I take a shower or brush it and you get a handful of hair and those things, a lot of people don't know that those things are really symptom, thyroid.
Yeah.
So they can be.
Yeah. I think that's a really great way to wrap it up, because if you listening to that and you're thinking, yep, then listen to Hayley and I. Trust your instincts.
Go trust get yourself your
tested.
Instincts.
Just trust your instincts. Go get tested. Go get a full thyroid
get
panel.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Get the correct testing done. That is so important. Yep. I always stress that. Listen to your body, educate yourself, and stop the thyroid madness. I tell everybody to read that. I love that book. I need to look at it again because I feel like I need to be refreshed.
We do need to be refreshed.
Yeah.
The one that I kind of got at the moment pulled out again, because this isn't new either, is Why Do I Still Have Thyroid Symptoms When My Lab Tests Are Normal?
Seen that.
Yeah, that's Dr. Datis Karatsian. Okay. He's my favorite. He's my favorite. And Lee says I've got a crush on him.
A crush?
I said, I've got a few. Like, he's my academic crush. He's definitely worth following. But if you've listened to this for a while, you will have heard of him. But, and every time I read a book like this or anything, you think, I'd forgotten about that. Or it applies differently at whatever stage you're in. So you can completely reread books.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too. Yeah, by rereading it, I'm different from than what I was 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Yeah. So right now, if I read it, I'm going to catch the other things that are really right now what I need.
Yeah.
Versus when I read it a while ago, what I needed then.
Correct.
Because I had different symptoms then. I was going through a thyroid storm so I was feeling different then.
And you know so much more now. So you actually see it from a depth that you wouldn't have or couldn't have seen it 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You just
absolutely
can't. And so constantly it is like those peeling off the onion layers or adding them back on, because you think, there's so much depth to it. So it's a constant learning.
Yes. And it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. So you have to go a little at a time. That's something I tell people too. Don't go full on. Don't do that, because you're going to be like, what is going on? Why? Oh my gosh. And thinking about a million things it's overwhelming. So I tell everyone, look at the book or whatever, ask the questions of what you're going through at the time. Look that up in the book.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Salt, iodine. That's what I was going to say too. I watch that. I only use like Himalayan salt, or I don't use table salt.
Yeah.
So because
so you're conscious of the iodine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The iodine.
I wonder. Uh-huh. I wondered when you said about the sushi wrap and the seaweed, like that. That's where my mind went. I thought, oh, I wonder. If
that's exactly.
Yep. If you are super sensitive, and I know that iodine is one of those really controversial topics within thyroid health. But that's when you said that. I thought, oh, I wonder if that's. You know,
and that's why, that's why. But when I was telling you that, of course, I didn't think of that. I was just like the seaweed, and I was like the seaweed around it, but I couldn't think of it. But yes, that is why we love our thyroid foggy brain, don't we?
Oh, no, I know. It's all right.
When the thoughts drop out of your mind and you're like, I have no idea what I was just talking about.
Like, it's all good. Well, yep. Why don't we wrap it up there? Well, we'll end on a high and then, but yeah, look, loved having you on to share your story, Hayley. I knew this would be a really fun conversation and it has been. So thank you.
Well, you're a great host. So that makes a difference. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Sharing the story and stuff. I know I was nervous. It took me time to get here, but I'm glad I did it. So thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Talk Thyroid. I would love it if you would subscribe to the podcast and share it with others that you know with thyroid problems. Let's get the message out there. If you'd like to connect with me further, the best place to do that is via my website, annabellebateman.com. From there, you'll be able to join my Facebook group, book a strategy session with me, download my freebie, and access any show notes for this episode. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
The information presented and discussed in this podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and should not be used as a substitute for proper advice from a qualified professional.
Have you read Let's Talk Thyroid yet? That is the book that I put out last year. It is all about positive and practical thyroid help for the new thyroid patient, or for the thyroid patient that is new to the idea that there's anything other than taking your medication that you can do for your thyroid health. Grab your copy from Amazon or from my website, letstalkthyroid.com, or grab a copy for a friend who is struggling with their thyroid health and just needs some really accessible, bite-sized, practical, and positive information that's going to give you hope for your thyroid future.